Let's make it rain. Hello, everyone. This is Anthony Blackman back yet again with another G.O.D., the gem of the day, your favorite podcast. First and foremost, and as always, I want to thank you for listening. And if you like, subscribe and share with a friend. You can also go to makeitrain.net to check out all content all the time. If you're ever having a weekday, check me out every weekday. New podcast drops. Today, I want to talk about make believe. But before we do so, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you thanking you for everything you do, your word that goes forth and prospers in which a thing it was sent. We thank you in all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. With that being said, make believe. Probably heard this term before, and it usually describes someone pretending that something is real. You know, it's make believe. It's not real, but you're pretending that it is, right? The actual definition is the action of pretending or imagining that things are better than they really are. Imitating something real or pretending or just flat out imagine. But the way I kind of want to break this term down today, in our spiritual walk, sometimes we have to make ourselves believe. Going back to the faith chapter, Hebrews chapter 6, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. That's why scripture tells us to walk by faith and not by sight, because faith is the evidence of things not seen. In the physical, it literally doesn't make much sense because you can't see it. It's the evidence of things that are not seen. So I have to have faith on what I can't see. That's why we have to walk by faith and not by sight. But the more you begin to walk by faith, the more you begin to see. That's how it works, right? So I have to make myself believe that God's word is true. Walking by faith, walking in the Spirit, which is his word. The more I continue to believe, the more I continue to see. You know, a lot of us, when we struggle with something, we start to think in the natural instead of the supernatural, instead of the spirit that God has given us. We lean on our own understanding and instead of leaning on him, instead of trusting in him, instead of being still and know that he is God, we're taking things into our own hands. We're forgetting that nothing is too difficult for the Lord. We have to make ourselves believe the promises of God when we're going through things. We have to make ourselves believe that he will come through. That he knows the thoughts he has for us, thoughts of peace and not evil, to give us a future and a hope. We have to make ourselves believe these things. There's a story in the New Testament. This father had a son who needed demons cast out. They brought him to the disciples. They couldn't do it. Brought him to Jesus. And Jesus says, anything is possible if you believe. Says, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. Make me believe. I need help. I need help believing. What do you do when you're struggling with belief in what God said? That's the question you should ask yourself. How do you make yourself believe? What do you need to do to get in that position to trust God, to believe what you're asking for? To believe that he knows best, to believe to lean on him and not your own understanding, to believe to let him take the wheel, take the reins. Literally says in scripture, when we come to him and we doubt, let us not expect nothing in return. When we're coming and praying for certain things and we're full of doubt, unbelief, don't expect. You have to come in faith. Literally says that he was unable to do many miracles in certain regions because of their unbelief. We have to make ourselves believe the power of God, the power of the word, trusting in it. What will it take to make you believe? Think about that. The G.O.D., God bless.